Good morning. You are listening to CITR 101.9 out of the beautiful campus on the University of British Columbia here in Vancouver, Canada. It is July 18th, 2012. My name is Jason, and I'll be with you for the next 90 minutes. And you will all be happy to know that there's only 160 shopping days until Christmas. And I only mention that because I was at the stores on the weekend, and already a couple of stores have their Christmas items out. Like, I mean, come on, people. Can we not just take a breath, enjoy the weather while we have it, instead of shoving this impending season of the monsoon down our throat by reminding us that Christmas is only 160 days away? So, I am pleading to all the retailers out there to put away your Christmas lights and your unholy fruitcakes, at least until September. And I'd even go so far as to make you all a deal. You put away your Christmas-themed goods, and I promise not to come into your store wearing a Speedo. And speaking of summer and Speedos, it seems only appropriate to throw in a little flip-flops.
I fell asleep on the beach of last night. I think I left an angel in the sand. Drank some drinks, sang some songs, and felt all right. And maybe I could do it all again. Yeah, baby, I could do it all again. Grab your flip-flops, hey, and your boombox, hey, and two coolers of ice. We hit up the same spot, hey, where it's so hot, hey, and the water feels so nice. Steal a tiki torch from your mama's porch. We ain't gonna bring it back. 'Cause when the sun comes up, my friend, we're doing this again. Yeah, yeah, we're doing this again. I fell asleep to the sound of the waves last night. I think I heard a mermaid call my name. Her hair was long and her eyes were extra bright. Baby, I won't ever be the same. No, baby, I won't ever be the same. Grab your flip-flops, hey, and your boombox, hey, and two coolers of ice. We hit up the same spot, hey, where it's so hot, hey, and the water feels so nice. Steal a tiki torch from your mama's porch. We ain't gonna bring it back. 'Cause when the sun comes up, my friend, yeah, when the sun comes up, my friend, we're doing this again. Yeah, yeah, we're doing this again. I fell asleep in her arms last night. She held me like the ocean holds the wind. If I could go back to that summer night, I'd take off all my clothes and jump right in. Yeah, I'd take off all my clothes and jump right in. Grab your flip-flops, hey, and your boombox, hey, and two coolers of ice. We hit up the same spot, hey, where it's so hot, hey, and the water feels so nice. Steal a tiki torch from your mama's porch. We ain't gonna bring it back. 'Cause when the sun comes up, my friend, grab your flip-flop, hey, and your boombox, hey, two coolers of ice. We hit up the same spot, hey, where it's so hot, hey, and the water feels so nice. Steal a tiki torch from your mama's porch. We ain't gonna bring it back. 'Cause when the sun comes up, my friend, yeah, when the sun.
Stay. passion and light. Take a flight to raven heights to turn on and shine. This is
Ben Music, CITR, and Dirty Spells are proud to present the Summer Freakout Festival at the British Ex-Servicemen Association, located at 1143 Kingsway. A two-night summer blowout, July 27th to July 28th. $10 each night. Friday night will be a punk feature with Defectors, Slim Fathers, Shitty Neighbors, Victories, Keep Tidy, and New Values. Saturday is an all-out psych night featuring Three Wolf Moon, Bummer High, Dirty Spells, Capital Six, and Chains of Love.
Calling all BC short filmmakers, the third annual Vancouver Short Film Festival is back and accepting entries until August 1st. Students and professionals welcome. No max time limit, but keep them short. At the last festival, 45 short films were screened. $18,000 in prizes was awarded. For more information or to enter, visit bsff.com.
All right, and we're back. CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, North America, Western Hemisphere. Okay, so Christmas items in the store notwithstanding, this is one of my favorite times of the year, and it's not the summer weather, which I love. It's not the sveltely dressed patrons of Yale Town patios. I love this time of year because it is CITR's Gear Up for Shindig. And CITR is now accepting entries for the Shindig 2012 to be held from September to December this year. And that is our annual Battle of the Bands competition. So all styles are welcome, whether you are a solo artist or a 10-piece punk band. Past participants have been a variable who's who of the Vancouver music scene. We've had the Pack AD, 3 Inches of Blood, You Say Party, just an incredible mix of folks. And the band that you just heard, the O'Wells. And so... Now, I'm not saying that CITR is singularly responsible for this success, but let's face it, CITR is singularly responsible for their success, all of the bands that I just mentioned. So if you too want to experience the sweet taste of music success and you've got a 3-song demo, I encourage you to reach for that brass ring, and if reach you must, then you can find all the info that you need plastered on our homepage on the interweb at www.citr.ca. And you just heard a 3-pack of great summer songs. Slow Coaster with their song Flip Flops from the East Coast. You can find them on Twitter at Slow Coaster. A song that I'm playing way too much in my car these days, the Great Lakes Swimmers, New Wild Everywhere from their band, New Wild Everywhere. And you can find them on Twitter at Great Lake Swim. And as I mentioned, we finished off there with the O'Wells and I Hate the Sun, which is an attitude that one must adopt eventually if you're going to live here on the West Coast. It's not that we hate it, but we need to tell ourselves that to survive. Okay, we've got great selection, 3 songs coming up, including one of the previous Shindig participants. But we're going to kick this all off with a little bit of metric.
Hiding me how to breathe. I'm no son or daughter.
All right, and you are back on CITR 101.9 in, again, lovely Vancouver, British Columbia. And you just heard three tracks. We started off with Metric and the Youth Without Youth. You can see Metric in concert. They're going to be here on November 10th at Rogers Arena. And you can find them on Twitter at Metric and on the interweb at ilovemetric.com. Japandroids with Fire's Highway, and finishing off there with Diamond Rings and the single It's Just Me, released as a single. And you can find Diamond Rings on Twitter at Stay Ferris. Sorry, Stay Ferris, not Ferris. As looking at Twitter, you know, I've always found it interesting what's going on in the Twitter sphere. You know, you look at trending topics, what bands are doing there. Today we've got trending Mary Poppins. I guess Mary Poppins is playing in Edmonton, but because a show is playing in Edmonton, it really shouldn't be trending on Twitter, but sadly it is. Nelson Mandela, I think it's his birthday today. He is 129 or 93. Batman's on there, of course. I think that opens this weekend. But you find a lot of bands on Twitter. I follow a whole bunch, a lot of local bands as well. And one of the things that I love about Twitter is it gives you a real insight to get to know some of these bands a little bit better, interact with them. And one of the bands that I've been interacting with lately is a band called Cupola. And you'll find Cupola is Gaelic for twins. And you'll find the brothers Bill and Bobby Macaloni, like macaroni, but with an L. And I was talking with Bill, and by talking, I mean emailing and tweeting back and forth, and was talking to him a little bit about social media and how that's impacted the band, the response that they've had from their fans to the social media. And specifically, with respects to the project that they're working on, they've released a single. It released last week called My Stand. And it was a song that was in response to the movie, the documentary that many of you have seen called Bully. And Bill saw the documentary and he was incredibly moved by what he saw and immediately began working on the song My Stand. And yesterday they released the video for My Stand with just an incredible anti-bullying message. So I'd really encourage you, zip onto YouTube today and you can search for Cupola, that's C-U-P-L-A, and look for My Stand, and you'll find the video on there. And we'll talk a little bit more about my conversation with Bill and some of the feedback that he had on social media. But right now, we're going to play that single by Cupola, My Stand.
Another day can go to school. Your lords are gold, your words so cruel. What makes you mad? What can you see? I'm just like you. What?
CITR 101.9, and that was Kupla with the song My Stand, again released last week in a song that just really encompasses an anti-bullying message. You can see the incredible video. They had fans send in pictures, snapshots of them with messages concerning anti-bullying, and a great video put together. So I encourage you, go check it out. You can visit them on the web as well at Kupla, CUPLA.ca. And in my conversation with Bill, again, talked about the impact of social media. And it was interesting that he mentioned that. He said, you know, we've got a decent following here in our hometown of Vancouver, but he'd say probably 80% of his fan base, management and supporters, are from around the world, especially in the southern United States, due to social media. They got their first manager and their current manager, three-time Grammy winner, Janet Hansen, through social media. Relationships that they developed, again, all through social media. So it's amazing. I'm always amazed by the fact that you know, bands are using social media to promote themselves, and it's you know, it's just so atypical from the way that it was always done. And I think it's a fantastic thing because we can get incredible local music out to the rest of the world, and they can enjoy what we've been enjoying for many, many years. And one thing I always like to ask a band when I'm talking to them is who they're listening to these days. What's on their playlist? Who are they following on Twitter? And Bill gave me a few bands that he's listening to here locally. And we're going to play one song from them right now. We're going to listen to So Quiet by Cobra Ramon.
It was so Saturday, July 21st, is the Catalano Music and Art Festival, Vancouver's biggest free outdoor music event, featuring six stages showcasing over 30 of Vancouver's top musical performers, including the Zolas, Ben Sinister, Jeremy Fisher, Catherine Calder, Lady Hawk, Siskiyou, and many, many more. Plus, eclectic pods of distinctive local artisans, street performers, and a host of other festivities. Stroll down West 4th Avenue from Burrard to McDonald's, and you'll be captivated by the electric energy of the festival. Don't miss it.
Wednesday mornings on CITR from 8 to 10 a.m. It's the Suburban Jungle Show with your radio host, DJ Jack Velvet. Thrills, chills, excitement, and music. That's the Suburban Jungle Show, Wednesday mornings from 8 to 10 on 101.9 FM in Vancouver. You can also catch this show, streaming and podcast, at www.jackvelvet.net. Don't miss the Suburban Jungle Show. Wednesdays, 8 to 10, 101.9 FM, CITR.
All right, that was a long, drawn-out promo, which I love. A great show, Suburban Jungle, that follows this show Wednesday mornings, 8 from 10. Jack Velvet on hiatus today, so we'll be whipping up a podcast of one of his previous shows. And before that all, you heard, again, Kupla with their single My Stand. Check them out online at kupla.ca or on Twitter at kupla1, C-U-P-L-A-1. And then Cobra Ramon, a great song, so quiet. Brutal song if you're playing it from behind a soundboard when it just stops and suddenly think, oh my gosh, the song's over, I don't have anything ready. But no, in fact, it was just a long, pregnant pause. Great, great song from their self-titled album, Cobra Ramon. So earlier we'd mentioned Nelson Mandela was trending on Twitter. It was his birthday today, still is his birthday today, even in South Africa right now. Other birthdays today that share with Nelson Mandela, Vin Diesel, who my wife continues to impress upon me that he's my man crush, but it's not true. That would be the guy that plays Thor. Richard Branson, 61 today. James Brolin, 71, of course, husband to Barbara Streisand. For all of you Streisand fans out there this morning. And Hunter S. Thomas, Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas author. And it's worth mentioning that yesterday was indeed David Hasselhoff's birthday, which I believe is actually a national holiday in Germany.
Thank you.
CITR 101.9 on your FM dial. That was Never Ending White Lights from the album Act 3, Love Will Ruin Part 1, and the song Ghost Ship featuring Hot Hot Heat. And that is a great project, Never Ending White Lights. It's a collaboration between Daniel Victor and just a host of Canadian and American artists. They first got their exposure back in 2005. And the format involves Victor basically doing all of the musical duties, and then the guest stars, such as in this case Hot Hot Heat, providing the vocals. So you can check out that new album. Just incredible music and just an incredibly wide array of just incredible featured artists. Before that, you heard Mode Modern from their album Strange Bruises, Nightly Youths. You can find them on Twitter at Mode Modern. And great new song from Jets Overhead, Boredom and Joy, from their album Boredom and Joy, kicking off that set. And you can find them at Jets Overhead. To the person that called in on line one only moments ago, apologize for hanging up as I didn't know how to answer the phone, but I figured that out, so feel free to call back again. You can call us anytime here at CITR, and if I had the number handy, I'd let you know what that was, but we'll let you know that later. We're going to play a song coming up right now. Actually, we're going to play several songs coming up, but this is the band. If I could tell you to buy one album this week to listen to, it would be this one. The group is Capital Six. The album is Pretty Lost, and I'm playing this all the time. This is just a great album from start to finish all the way through, and I think you'll see why with the track off their album, Autumn in the Wind.
Hey, love. Is it work that's killing me? Oh, I don't know what this is. And late nights are getting rough. I can sleep, but it's never enough. Oh, I'm needing this again. Oh, I am needing it. And now I can't help myself. It's too dark to follow me. I hope you can understand. I will be back. I will be back for you in the end. I will be back. I will be back for you in the end. And now I can't help myself. Thing that's ever been in me. Oh, sweet dreams.
Oh, sweet dreams.
Oh, sweet dreams.
Oh,
you are.
Sweet dreams.
You are the worst of me.
This wasted heart.
What they do indeed. That is Apollo Ghost off their album Landmark. I don't know. For all of you Talking Heads, Devo fans, that must have said something to you. Great album and just a fantastic sound from Apollo Ghost. So we are here on July 18th, Wednesday, and I always like to take a little trip back into time and find out what was happening in music this time years ago. It was actually this day in 1953 that a truck driver from Tupelo, Mississippi, made his first ever recording when he paid $3.98 at a Memphis recording service singing two songs, My Happiness and That's When Your Heartache Begins. And the so-called vanity disc was a gift for his mother. And it would surface 37 years later, part of an RCA compilation called Elvis the Great Performances. And that's right. Elvis Presley cut his first song this day in 1953. Also in 1969, during a session at Abbey Road Studios, Ringo Starr recorded his vocal to Octopus's Garden. And great story. Ringo Starr had written that song when he quit the Beatles the previous year and was staying on actor Peter Sellers' yacht in the Mediterranean. And I don't know about you, but I think Ringo made a pretty good decision to go back to that flash in the pan band, the Beatles. And speaking of Beatles, that rolls segments nicely into a little weekly session I like to call Under the Covers, where we take a look at Canadian bands and some of the covers that they're doing of songs we've all heard and love. And right now we're going to play a little bit of Cuff the Duke redoing John Lennon's Instant Karma.
Like the moon and the stars and the sun, but we all Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts in the Main Street area at
Antisocial Skateboard Shop, Devil May Wear, Flaming Angels Boutique, Lucky's Comics, Neptune Records, Red Cat Records, The Regional Assembly of Text, RX Comics, Temple of the Modern Girl, and the Wallflower Modern Diner.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To learn more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or check us out online at citr.ca.
And we're back, citr.ca, like the man just said. And you just heard, as I look through my sheets here, Cuff the Duke, obviously, doing a cover of John Lennon's Instant Karma. And what a great cover. You know, you hear so many covers throughout the years that just make you cringe, a la Madonna's American Pie. But Cuff the Duke just did paid incredible homage to John Lennon's original there. What a great cover. And then you heard Twin River with Rough, from their album Rough Gold, Can't Keep This Alive. And first time I heard that, I couldn't help but envision Mia Wallace and Vincent Vega dancing to Jack Rabbit Slim's. That song is straight out of a Quentin Tarantino movie. And the whole album is fantastic. That is Rough Gold. So take a look at a couple other things that were happening this day in rock and roll history. One of my favorite bands of all time, the Beastie Boys. And if you weren't moved by the death of Ad Rock earlier this year, then you did not have a heart. Of course, their album Hey Nasty, with such hits such as But That's All You Get. Great song. One of my favorite songs, actually, when that album came out. So what else we're finding out this year? 1972, on July 18th, members from Sly and the Family Stone were arrested after police found 2 pounds of marijuana in the group's motorhome. Yes, Sly and the Family Stone indeed. Also in 1992, Bobby Brown married the late Whitney Houston. Didn't work out so well for either of them. And today in history, I played this song. Which you just heard minutes ago. And now I'm going to play yet another song. are a lot of things you're not allowed to grow in your basement in Vancouver. Vegetables are not one of those things.
SPEC and the YWCA are excited to introduce the Urban Farmer Field School. The UFFS provides hands-on training in sustainable agriculture, small farm business planning, and community food action.
Class instructors are experts in urban agriculture, food systems, and plant mind control. The integrated curriculum is divided between classroom theory and practical learning.
For more information, please visit the interweb and search for Farmer Field School at spec.bc.ca.
The old fingers, my soul can't stand, it's in high demand. But I only tell you that because I trust you. What's new? I black out on 100 miscues. Daddy issues around the corner from this. I'm not trying to diss you, but I look so strange because I weight train as a form of dismissal. Back pain, clothes stained by clothes brain. And it's on a late year bender. Went from panic to cost, no bones about it. Got monsters in the closet in the middle of a province. Chronic abuse, throwing up you, chronic in the booth. Sonic on his button, public, I'm aloof. Coming proof of a loose peg square with a ruined bed. Dare you to tread around my head, it's a nuisance. I live in bad condition, but I got my conditioning. I know my numbers almost are, it's over, but I'm still broken up. I live in bad condition, but I got my conditioning. I use my provision with no vision. Comes off the lawn to run up. Just drove in bad condition just to get me on the plane. She does the auto body hurts. She's spun on. Now you have to pay to play. I bought the farm with open arms. She don't care anyway. I make my own condition, but I got my conditioning. I know my numbers almost up. It's so over, but I'm so broken up. I lived in bad condition, but I got my conditioning. I use my provision with no vision. Come, I'm some on the one. Go.
They know my number doesn't change, their thoughts they still remain the same. They saw me so dismayed. I'm looking blacker nowadays. She used to sweep and now she trains herself to hate me. And if I seem a little strange, I've been running tracks, watching running backs. I live in bad condition, but I got my conditioning. I know my number's almost up. It's over, but I'm still broken up.
CITR 101.9, Vancouver, British Columbia. Three songs you heard there. That was Elk from their album Daydreams and their song Before the Sun. You can find them on Twitter at Elk, 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 Elk. Notice to Elk, shorten your name. Next, you heard Hermetic off their album Civilized City with Preventative Arrest. Nothing like spewing a little vitriol first thing in the morning. You can find them on Twitter at Hermetic Band. And ending off that set, Cadence Weapon. I only wish I had a name as cool as Cadence Weapon, but alas, I do not. That's from his album, Hope in a Dirt City. I'm sure that has nothing to do with the fact that he's from Edmonton. They call him Edmonton's Poet Laureate. Actually, he calls himself that. I'm not sure if you can gloss yourself, but apparently he has. And you can find him on Twitter at Cadence Weapon. Great, great album. And as you heard there, an incredible track right off that. Okay, so as we head out here, that wraps it up for my hour. We have Suburban Jungle coming up next with DJ Black Velvet. And I'm going to end off the day with a segment that I like to call My Son Told Me to Play This, So I'm Going To. So for Isaac and Asamino, as you guys are getting up and getting ready to go to the zoo today, here's your Bob Marley and Buffalo Soldier.
Buffalo Soldier, dread like a rasta. It was a Buffalo Soldier in the heart of America. Africa, brought to America, fighting an arrival, fighting for survival. I mean it, when I analyze the stench, to me it makes a lot of sense, of the dreadlock rasta, oh, Buffalo Soldier. And he was taken from Africa, brought to America, fighting an arrival, fighting for survival. Said he was a Buffalo Soldier, trained like a rasta. Buffalo Soldier, in the heart of America. Mainland.
Good morning, Vancouver. You are listening to the Suburban Jungle Show live here at 101.9 FM. I'm your radio host.